You are listening to the OneOfUs.net Podcast Network. Okay, so now I have been that guy who is admittedly kind of an apologist for the CW-verse, you know, the Arrowverse, the Berlanti-verse, whatever you want to call it.
They need like, apologists.
I mean, no, it's sometimes no, sometimes it's some of the best superhero stuff on television, and other times you're just trying to push through it, hoping there's going to be something good on the other side. I'm looking at you, Arrow. although it's, I think it's been pretty good this season so far. I'm like enjoying it. I know Johnny Neal is just stunned.
Apoplectic.
I'm looking at Legends of Tomorrow.
The second season was like my favorite of all of the CW shows.
I'm pushing through it right now, and I'm just like, for me, I'm just like, oh.
Are you pushing through the first season?
The second season.
Oh, see, I loved the second season.
The second season had some of the best ideas.
Yeah, I was like, they went full Doctor Who on the second season, which is what they should have done in the first place, you know?
Yeah. See, and I saw it more as Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's that too.
With a Family Guy mix.
And I loved the innocence of Supergirl. Like, just, there's a sort of, like, purity to it that, like, we haven't seen in a superhero thing since the original Superman movies.
They do everything right with Supergirl. But yeah. I gotta say, I lost touch with Supergirl when it changed networks and lost Calista Flockhart.
Oh, she's back, though.
She's back? Yeah, see, I just, like, I don't know. When they changed, you know, suddenly there was more TV than I could keep up with.
Well,
that's the thing. Like, for me,
and after Sweeps, it's Linda Carter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, I actually catch up once a year on these. So
right.
I watch them all, like, around October, so I'm actually caught up now.
That's why it's exhausting for you, because you're, like, trying
because
to
Because I can't keep up during the year. Because it's like, when it was just Arrow or Arrow and Flash, I could easily catch up.
Yeah,
but now that it's four of them, because...
It's about to be five.
Oh, God.
Black Lightning is on the way.
Oh, yeah.
And another universe.
Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe. They still haven't, like, nailed down
for
sure.
Oh, I thought they said they had been...
They're kind of, like, you know, being cagey about it. Like, well, maybe. We're not entirely sure.
Because in a universe where Vibe is a real... hero, we gotta be careful who we introduce.
Supergirl's in a different universe, but they fix that shit real quick. She literally has, like, on her keychain a button she can visit the other shows.
That's cool, though, because, I mean, you know, if you live in a world with Superman, then what...
What do you need everybody else for?
A Kryptonian, let's just say that. Right. What's the point of having anybody else?
Let's just put a pin in that thought, and when we get to the when we get to the cross, actually discussing the crossover, where I was kind of hoping it was going.
You know, I mean, like, this has become a thing now with this many shared universe shows. Every season there's one big crossover event. This, I would say, is definitely the biggest one they've done so far. It's definitely definitely better than the last one.
I rip on it themselves in the first minute and a half.
I would say Crisis on Earth X so far is the best crossover they've done, period, with these things. And even though at first you're like, oh, come on, Nazis again, really? But then it does feel kind of timely, I suppose.
I felt I just want to tip my head, my hat, my head, my bow, whatever you got to do to say thank you for not even vaguely entertaining the notion that there are good people on both sides of this conversation.
This felt like a direct response. It was like
fuck Nazis.
Nazis are bad.
Yeah, it's like even with everybody like, yeah, we don't kill. Nobody said shit about shooting Nazis.
even if that Nazi looks exactly like you, you put a fucking arrow.
See, in the Marvel universe, there's two groups of people that you can just kill and no one will question you. Ninjas and Nazis. Yeah. After everything else is up for question.
Even robots still sort of question.
Yeah.
Like, that robot might have been sentient.
Yeah. Skrulls are even now, even Skrulls now in Marvel, they're...
Oh, yeah, because Skrulls have different factions within the Skrullverse.
Yeah. Pete's sake.
Yeah, well, we'll see how they treat that when it gets to the actual screening of them,
back in my day, Skrulls were bad, and we turned them into cows.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
But Super Skrull was all right.
This is what I'm saying.
Well, this conversation's going places I don't speak the language.
Crisis on Earth X, you got like, all right, so they go, oh yeah, there's 52 or different parallel universes.
Nope, 53.
Which is so goddamn precise. I'm like, why would there only be 52? That seems like that's not science.
Because it's a Jeff Johns idea.
Yeah, I know. But then it's like, oh yeah, there's a 53rd one. We just call it Earth X because that's the suck-ass one.
We just don't talk about
it. We don't talk about
it's
Earth
X. It's so shitty.
Dark Side is the hero.
It's at the far side of the beyond. on the end of the alphabet. Which don't even have a name.
I mean, back in the world of 1996 WB.
There's certainly nothing wildly original about the idea in genre TV of going, oh, now there's evil doppelgangers.
I mean, they did that on Super Friends. I mean, that's how old that idea is.
It is.
For DC.
But watching it with, like, these characters and really bringing in almost everyone. I mean, there's one shot where they're, like, this huge row of them just walking at you. And I got the chills a little bit.
I did.
The hairs on the back of my neck raised up just a bit.
The Silver Age fanboy in me looks at that one shot and I'm like, okay, she's from another timeline. This is not happening.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. That's not a comic book. It's a TV show.
Yeah, it's its own universe. That's like reading Gotham by Gaslight and going, wait a minute, Batman wasn't in the Victorian era.
Yeah, but you know before you even open the book that it's an Elseworlds.
And then you know before this isn't a comic book at all.
You know before you even start the TV show
that it's not going to be precisely the comic.
This is the best thing going as far as Warner Brothers and DC. You kind of have to... Please at least just make something make sense.
I will say that, like, by the end of this thing, you know, the not quite 4 hours, I guess. Each show's about 41 minutes. I was like, I gotta say I got more pleasure out of that than I did Justice League.
Same here.
Yeah. Easily.
Yeah.
More than...
It certainly made more sense.
More than I've got out of Thor. More than I got out of...
Oh, I'm not gonna go there.
I am a hardcore DC fanboy, and even I enjoyed Thor. I'm like, you know what? That was fun.
Yeah, the new Thor. Thor Ragnarok. Which I think may even be the best Marvel movie yet. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty goddamn good. For another day.
It's pretty goddamn
good. Nothing tops Winter Soldier for me.
But that's a totally different type of thing, you know? I mean, that's apples and oranges almost. You've got this crazy comedy, Thor Ragnarok, and then you've got this very dark and serious spy movie, Winter Soldier.
Knocked down a few points because it takes moments away from you.
Mm-hmm.
It wants to do comedy so much that there are some moments that should hit dramatically, and it just goes for the laugh.
Yeah.
And it just teases you. You're just like, wait a second, I wanted that hit, and you're just over here. You keep on wanting to play games when it's time to actually be serious.
My only complaint was killing off the Warriors 3 without a second thought. But other than that, I loved it.
Well, kill them off, but make it give some weight to it.
I was like, kill them off, sure, and then recast them later with better actors.
I'm talking about weight. That's
instead
of
fucking Ray Stevenson. Yeah. Who wants to see Ray Stevenson in anything?
That's one of the things I had a problem with Crisis on Earth X is. I felt like until probably the fourth episode, it didn't really have that much weight outside of Supergirl's portrayal. Mm-hmm. Like, I felt Supergirl, honestly, I felt like she just sort of out-acted everybody in the show.
Well, Ben West, I think, is one of the strongest actors in this whole crew of people.
Sings like an angel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Which they feel like they got to keep reminding you. I was like, you know what? Maybe you should have let Grant and her get up there and do a duet. But I guess it was his marriage. That would have been weird for him to duet with, like, a totally different chick, you know?
Yeah. When she was playing her evil Supergirl, like,
she was great.
It felt like a different person.
No, did
yeah,
they?
I really like, are you questioning your Fuhrer? It's like, oh shit. No.
Did they ever say what happened to her heart? Like, why is her heart having
issues?
She absorbed
too much, like, radiation.
Yeah, she said that it was an All-Star Superman thing. She flew too close to the sun.
Okay.
Absorbed too much solar energy, so her heart was breaking down.
Okay, she was going to go supernova.
Yeah, and if you're like a Nazi and you want as much power as possible, logically, you're going to go, well, I'm going to go to the sun and get supercharged.
Yeah, it was a little weird. That, like, this is such a major thing happening. And Superman is doing what?
Yeah, it's like, we don't need him.
When they actually mentioned that part, I'm like, oh, crap. If the Superman from her universe is the Fuhrer, because they hadn't said it was Arrow at that point.
Right.
I'm like, this thing is done.
It should have been that. That would have been amazing.
Yeah, like, bring him in
Tyler,
fourth episode.
Yeah, because they would have totally kept it secret. Nobody would have known about it. It would have been a total shock.
He just would have wiped ass with everyone.
I mean, the one thing I'll say is, like, the alternate universe versions of them, with the exception of the SS brand, had some badass outfits.
Yeah. And architecture. The city, the beautiful black and red city. Wow, that'd be cool.
I was, like,
the whole city
had
one... one architect to build it, you know?
It's
all 15 different eras going on, you know?
I mean, I get the feeling with the way it ended, too, which was nice. They introduced the Ray. That was pretty cool. It was like, well, I love that these shows keep bringing in these C-list characters that I really love. And I'm like, oh, that's so cool. We have the Ray in the universe. And super goody two-shoes Captain Cold, which
he pops up, I hate fire. He's like, he's Paul Lind in the C-list player.
It totally
was like...
Have you heard of due process?
Is it? Believe me, I'm all for the expansion of as far as diversity in the cast. How many gay relationships do they have to have?
What difference does it make?
No, I'm not saying what difference. I mean, okay, well, that's a big plot point for Supergirl.
Well, it's a big plot point for Earth X because because they're going to have a cartoon based on Earth X pretty soon. It's going to tie in to Arrowverse, and what they're saying is
they are.
They're going to focus on characters who would have been prosecuted by the Nazis as the ones fighting the Nazis.
I mean, all things.
So that's why I think it was such a big plot point.
Things considered, like when you take every single person in that cast, I have more gay people in my life than they have on those casts. So it's like, it's not unreasonable to have another gay couple in there. Plus, the actor who plays Captain Cold is in fact gay.
But seriously, in the span of four episodes, they had three different gay couples.
Uh-huh.
It was
moving, and they're each from a different show.
Maggie and Alex.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Then Sarah and Alex had a one night stand.
Yeah,
and then
awesome.
Captain Cold.
Yeah, it
Ray.
Was awesome.
But and you know what? But that leads me.
It's not unrealistic.
Part of the thing that I like so much more about the DC TV universe than any other version of comic books is that the characters all fuck.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you watch the Marvel movies and, like, nobody's ever got their dick wet in a Marvel movie. It's like, well, they have no stakes whatsoever because they have...
Well, they insinuate
Bruce and Natasha, but everybody's very, very, like...
It's very
G-rated. It's very G-rated and
I mean, all that being said, those are movies. And this is a TV show, so sheer amount of time.
I'm saying that the stakes are a lot higher when the characters are being played like they are human beings with human emotions and human drive.
Well, I completely disagree. I feel like Arrowverse is 10 times less serious an adult than anything Marvel or DC produces. Like, they don't have any weight to this. Like, the only time they get weight is they kill off a character. Until then, it was just happy, fun, punch Nazis time. There's no real pathos to anything.
In the Arrow episode of this, you mean?
I'm talking about in everything up to the fourth one, to the fourth part of this crossover, there was just no consequences. It was like, oh, your wedding got messed up. I guess that catering fee is going to be bad. That's going to suck.
They blasted them.
No, that's
a perfect example. That's a perfect example. They blast the priest, right?
Greatest American hero, dude.
Is that who that was? Yeah. I thought that was Tony Dow.
William Cat.
I thought it was Tony Dow for a minute.
You blast the priest. That's a point. The priest dies. But there's another person who an ordained minister who would have made more sense to marry them that they keep in their pocket rather than risk that person getting injured.
Dude, we literally know like 15 people who are ordained ministers.
But I'm saying
including me.
But there's a character that could have been
I think Monkey could have
to give it
that.
Some weight that they just saved until the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was
instead of just like, oh, the priest got killed. Well, nobody cares about the priest.
Well, that's funny too. You know what else is funny about that? That notion is like, oh, what about all the people that didn't get invited to the wedding?
Yeah,
like, oh, yeah, I guess I'm okay to rescue you or something, but I wouldn't make the...
Was there that point where you go, wait a minute, where the hell are the other Legends of Tomorrow?
Where's Barry's dad?
Where's Barry's... Yeah, well Barry... Barry's dad is dead.
No!
Yes!
Yeah.
Yeah, they killed him. Oh, yeah, the guy they have now is alternate universe.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
who's right. Not yeah. Barry's dad.
No, but that's a good point. It's like, where are the Legends of Tomorrow through, like, three of these episodes? It was like...
They weren't invited.
No, but, like, just, you fight in the world for the Nazis.
Their invite
like,
lost in the mail.
No! We got shit to do. We gotta call ourselves Legends, like, 20 times in an hour. That's what we got to do today.
They do need us to stop overplaying the whole weird legends thing.
Yeah.
There's a dinosaur in Vietnam. We got.
I want to be a legend. If you quit, then I can't be a legend. Oh, come on, dude.
You're more of a rapscallion, really, than a legend.
Yeah, but you know, at the same time, it wouldn't have worked as well if every single character would have been in every single episode.
I agree, but you're talking about a meta-analysis. You're talking about a story writing saying, from a storyline perspective, it wouldn't have worked. But their job as a writer is to explain why they don't have them there rather than us say, well, of course you couldn't have them there. We're going to give you that pass.
Right. Like, why would Sarah be there?
Yeah. It's like, tell me why. Just just give me some, like, oh, there's a big, the Time Masters are back, and we had to split the team.
I was like, I mean, I can't remember all the details, but I'm like, wait, okay, so some of them, you're like, yeah, they don't even know them. The Vixen and what's her name, who would have been called ISIS, but they had to change her name. But the Atom, I'm like, he knows all those people.
Yeah.
Why isn't he there?
Yeah. Sarah, you're a legend. You're the leader of the legend. You could be like, hey, we got
plus ones, right?
But he showed up. I mean, he showed up.
Maybe he'll show up.
Well, no, they showed up when they needed help. Right. I'm like,
when
why
the plot needed them to show up, they showed up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you presume like they had their own shit going on. They're like, okay, you guys go do that. Fuck with our job. You do the job. We're taking time off for the wedding. I don't know.
But that's the same. I mean, but that's the same problem with like not calling Superman of Kara's Earth. Like,
you think that'd be the first thing you do when Nazis show up? Hey. You call Superman.
You'd go. You need one of these little watch fobs.
Yeah. just take one. We'll give you a call. Like, or Martian Manhunter.
I know, Martian Manhunter.
Jimmy, can I borrow your watch for a second?
Exactly.
If anybody's going to have, like, a little bit of a Nazi issue, it's going to be him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or Magan. This could have, like, they could have really gone with something bigger.
Oh, dude, and yeah, like, I mean, like, the Vixen and, what's his name, the metal guy, they're both from the past, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, they were fighting Nazis back then. Right, you're like, think they would be like, oh, I'm totally going to be their medium.
Yeah, but they were just, like, regular Nazis. These are, like, hyped up.
Yeah,
I don't want to complain about what it wasn't. I just want to praise what it was.
Yeah.
Because I thoroughly enjoyed it.
And I got to say, when they did the big fight scenes, man, I thought it was much more coherent and easy to follow and good special effects than almost any of the giant fight scenes we've seen in the DC movies.
No, it felt a lot like Avengers. Like, because, like, I actually just watched Avengers 2 nights ago. And the part, there's a scene in Avengers at the climax where you're following Hawkeye's arrow around the battle.
Mm-hmm.
And they do some of the same camera work in that final battle where you're following the lightning bolt.
Right.
And they're following it through everybody's different little mini battle.
Or you're doing like the bullet time with Supergirl fighting Supergirl.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, I want to just scream at Zack Snyder, how hard is that? Like, look, somebody's already figured this shit out. It doesn't make you bad to copy it.
They figured it out for a fraction of what you're spending on.
It's the wheel. You're not going to make a better design.
Exactly. You're not going to make a better wheel. Just
it's still round.
I mean, the Arrow, the fight scenes on Arrow are sometimes, I'm just like, I can't believe they just did that on a TV show.
The stunt work on all of these shows is actually pretty goddamn exceptional.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, considering every episode there's 10 minutes of fights that you're like, I can't remember seeing any punches that were clearly pulled, you know?
That's pretty remarkable. Katie Lotz posts really cool rehearsal clips on Facebook where it's like, God damn, she's a badass.
I love Katie Lotz, man.
She just posts these really great little, you know, going through the moves with her stunt coordinator. And she's rolling over them and kicking. And it's like, you're really doing that stuff.
Yeah.
You
know? For me, the only thing that only comes close on the Marvel side is season 2 of Daredevil.
Mm-hmm.
Where they did the whole staircase fight scene.
Right.
That fight was just
because it was so raw. Because he was just so pissed.
Yeah, and it was artful too. I mean, it wasn't like a Batman Begins where it happened so fast. You're like, how the hell many shots did he land?
And it wasn't Iron Fist where it's like, oh, you're the best martial artist of all time. You're going really slow. Like, really slow.
But, okay, so back to this. I was going to say, we already established, we think Melissa Benoist did a great job playing her evil counterpart. I thought it was funny that basically Arrow just played the exact same way. He's like the same guy.
I'm pretty dead inside.
It's just, I'm this close to being a villain in the regular world. I don't know. It was like, it almost happened.
took nothing at all for him to just go, fuck you.
And then Quentin Lance is like overplaying it like he's on a fucking old sitcom.
I thought he
Nazi.
Stood
he's like Hogan's Heroes, exactly.
He just went to Home Depot and bought some wallpaper. He's like, I'm gonna chew this as hard as I can.
Oh, did you think I would give you a loaded gun?
Isn't it weird? This is the second time we've seen Red Tornado, and they're still not going to make him like self-aware.
It must be too expensive.
Yeah, I'm like that. He's like been a major hero forever and ever.
That's a trope for Red Tornado, though. Even in the animated series, I mean, he's there for like 14 seconds and he gets split in half,
right?
Or he gets like one line and they cut away. So he's like the joke of. I mean, I think the only really animated version of him that they gave any kind of weight to was in Young Justice.
Yeah, they gave him some because he was there like chaperone,
right? Because Captain Marvel quit. Shazam quit.
Looking at the Wikipedia, I didn't even realize some of the alternate names they gave to the dark versions. Like Green Arrow was Dark Arrow. I'm like, dude, that's awesome. You should steal that. That's better than Green Arrow.
Advocate stealing from Nazis.
Yeah, but that might work. In that one case, that was pretty good. That's a cool
America's
name.
America's Rocket Program advocates stealing from Nazis.
Yeah, that's
Operation Paperclip. DC Edition. Yeah.
Supergirl was Overgirl, which was less cool.
That's Uber
Girl. I thought she was Uber Girl.
Yeah. Uber Girl would have made a lot more sense. But yeah, and like, there's a point where I'm just like, look, if you're not going to bother explaining how Eobard keeps coming back to life, then like, you're going to start irritating me. I'm like, I get it, it's time travel, but you like, last time, I'm like, okay, how in the fuck is he alive? And they didn't even bother. They're like, and then at the end, Flash is like, well, I guess you'll just come back to life anyway, so like, go ahead.
Put him in one
of the prison cells in the Flash
just
Institute.
At least try.
Yeah.
I thought there was a sense, my vibe on that, and not to mention the vibe guy, but my vibe on that was just this sense like, if I kill you, there's no telling how much shit it's gonna fuck up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna turn around.
Yeah, but you're like, you got him. At least put him in a cell, you know, something.
If you can't kill him, amputate his legs.
Yeah, there
you go. Do something.
Like, give him a lobotomy.
Yeah, like, just disable him or something. But just to be like, you scamp.
It was just awkward. It was like, well, I guess he'll be popping up again this season somewhere.
Tom Cavanaugh's face, I can't stay mad.
The man who killed your... Who wrecked your entire life? You're like, well,
yeah. He's like, well, I guess I should just let you go.
I just got married. It's a love.
I will
you
say though,
okay.
This season on The Flash, I despise the running joke of the multiple Tom Cavanaughs, the multiple versions from different worlds. Like that's
I
just
been watching it. This
it's
year.
Just fucking dumb, dude. Where he's like, oh, I have
a team of alternate me's.
Oh, you mean they watch Rick and Morty?
Yeah, where they're like they have post-apocalyptic version of him, and they have like Andy Warhol.
Oh
version
yeah, they
of
just
him.
Watch Rick and Morty. They're it's like, really it's just Tom Cavanaugh 6.
Yeah,
it kind of. I don't know. I saw the first episode this season, and it just struck me as a Power Rangers episode. And I can't really. At the end of it, when he's like, "What? How did he do that?" About the, I don't know. It was just like I can't really watch this show.
No, you say that is actually one of the problems I had with the final battle. Because, like, some of these costumes are not meant to be lit in the daylight.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And there was the part where they were walking towards the camera, and I actually just watched it again before this review because I wanted to be fresh for it. I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, I can't buy a few of those costumes because they look so much better at low light.
Yeah.
And whoever the cinematographer is didn't bother to really do a better job. They could have easily just set that at night. It looked fine.
They turned into an Astro World.
It did. It looked like Power Rangers for a second. And, like, I got over it because I'm like, you know what? You can either enjoy this or pick it apart. But I do have to knock it down a little bit because it just feels lazy. It's like, you could have done better. That's my problem with this. They have a lot of potential, and you have people doing some real work. Like, Jefferson Jackson did some real acting. Melissa Benoist did some real acting. You got people doing real work.
Yeah, I know. Firestorm, who started as one of the weakest links on the whole thing.
And
now
they still
haven't
used his powers properly.
No, they have not. They used it one time last year when he transmuted that bomb.
But I did, in fact, get kind of choked up when Martin dies. You're like, oh my God. And I knew it was coming because they had announced he was leaving the show. And I was like, okay. And when you read Firestorm, the comic, I mean, like 18 people have been fired, half of Firestorm. Yeah. So it's like... Okay.
He's just such a likable actor.
Yeah.
Victor Garber.
Every time he's in anything, I'm like, oh, I love that guy.
Yeah.
But like since Alias.
Yeah, right.
But like that through line of through Crisis on Infinite Earths X of Jefferson and, I forgot his name. It's been...
Professor Stein.
Professor Stein, sorry.
Gray.
Of him like saying, I don't know why you don't get why I... It's not... I don't... Firestorm, yes, I can... It's going to suck. I'm not a hero anymore. But you and I have a bond.
Right.
And the fact that it's not even crossing your mind is offensive to me.
Yeah.
Like, that was...
He's still stuck on the idea that he forced Jefferson into it.
Yeah.
And like, that never left him... That's never been away from his mind in the whole series.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just... I would have loved to see more of that, because, like, that's the heart of it. And that's what, you know... I didn't care about the final battle until Stein died. Because it didn't have any weight to me. I was like, well, they're going to beat Supergirl. Because, I mean, the end is never in doubt. Right. You already right. know what's going to happen.
It's not so. Like the shows are going to be from yeah. now on out. It's like, and now it's the CW versus Nazi verse.
Yeah, like, this isn't Battlestar Galactica. They're not going to take a left turn out of nowhere.
Yeah.
God, it still pisses me off. sorry.
It's okay.
I just see red when I think of it now.
Yeah.
But
turns out Supergirl is an angel.
Yeah. you gotta get there in an interesting way, and like they really did a good job with that. It's like just having Stein, because like I didn't know that he was leaving the show.
I didn't either.
And so I was like, they're not gonna kill Stein.
What?
Yeah.
It's like, and
he's coming back, yeah, right?
But it's like if Joss Whedon was writing the show, there would have been like an extra two deaths.
Yeah.
Because that's the obvious death. I need to hit you with two more deaths.
But like, I thought they were going to bond and Firestorm out, and that was going to cure him. Or
yeah, yeah. Me too, but then you're like, oh, well, that was an interesting take where now he's going to die too, unless Martin chooses to take the formula and separate. Where I was like, the moment like they go, oh, he's suffering too, you're like, oh, okay, well, obviously that's what's going to happen. You know?
Yeah.
But
and
I didn't really
get his idea. I made you this DNA altering stuff. So you'll be a sticky man.
Yeah, sticky man.
Yeah, spectacular sticky man.
How is that not good enough for you? Like, I don't want to do this anymore, dude. Can you just understand that? I'm trying to be cool.
I do like how they name check Spider-Man.
They like made him, turned him into like, oh, okay, so I'm the equivalent of a wacky wall walker. Like the little plastic things you would throw at the wall and watch him like fall
along. And it's better than nothing.
A legend.
Right?
My thing is, like, how is the steel serum
only on
that ground again?
The what?
They gave that guy, that steel guy, powers out of nowhere at the beginning of the second season.
Yeah, they did.
Just go find one more of that serum, and you got two steels.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm okay with it. They needed a tank on the show, it was like, okay, we'll just fuck it. He's the tank.
He's an okay character.
Yeah, and I like that it's a lame story writing thing, but it works where it's like, you know, when times were like, shit, if we only had a steel, this episode would be over already. And he's like, I'm feeling anxious about something. I can't turn into steel.
Okay. So can I throw this out? There was a character that's been on the new season of Flash that was not a part of the crossover. Mm. Elongated Man.
Yeah, Ralph Dibny.
Where was he?
Well, he's kind of a coward, to be fair. And he was definitely not going to be invited to the Flash's wedding.
That's true.
Because nobody likes Ralph at this point. I think
which is the opposite of, I mean, any Silver Age, mm-hmm. anyone who knows Silver Age history.
Yeah, but once again, this is its own thing.
Right.
So,
but it does. Yeah. But it does.
It's amazing to me, though, how close he actually looks to the depiction
he really
of the character.
Does.
It's
and
scary.
I have a feeling they're going to work with his character where, like, there will be a redemption.
By the end of the
season. By the end of the season, probably. Where you're like, okay, he does some truly heroic stuff.
Will they introduce his future wife, though?
I don't know.
Because that whole thing leads into
identity
crisis. I hope
they don't. Yeah. I really hope they don't. Just because they sort of ruined both of those characters with Identity Crisis. Like,
you don't like Identity Crisis?
Oh, I hate it so much. Like, you can't.
Oh, my God.
You can't.
I thought it was one of
you can't do what they did in that book to me.
I loved it.
And then just come back from it. You can't forget it. It's like, wait a second.
They
didn't.
They dealt with it for like 2 years.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But they've completely forgotten it now.
Well, it's like 2 years. Come
but
on.
The DC Universe has rebooted twice since then.
True.
That's another problem with the DC Universe.
That's my biggest problem with the DC Universe is every time they go, fuck, we lost track. We don't even know where we are. Let's just reboot it again. Okay. Something happened. Don't worry about it.
If you want to believe something happened, go for it.
Yeah. I mean, I strongly suspect that something like that is going to end up happening at the end of Avengers 4 to the Marvel Universe, but especially if they sign that deal with Fox.
I don't know. I think you can work both of those properties in without rebooting the universe.
I don't know. We'll see. But either way, but like we keep getting off onto the other universes, which is easy to do. So anybody have any last things they want to bring up with this? I would like to have seen more Martian Manhunter, that's for sure.
Yeah, it didn't make sense that he wasn't a part of it.
Yeah, I kind of wanted him to be.
I love
Martian
Manhunter.
He does
run the DEO, so
yeah,
he's
that's
probably
true.
Like, y'all go to
hard for him to get time off. And he's hanging out with his dad. Yeah.
I love the ending. I love the romantic ending.
Yeah.
I thought that was great.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was a really...
I love the Felicity and...
Although I'm like, you know, like, Barry, your dad is, like, in the town, and you're not going to call even your immediate family. I mean, you don't think he's going to want to see this? Like, you don't have to call everyone, but for fuck's sakes.
I do like the gag of just going to get Diggle. He's just sitting there minding his business.
I know. Like, he's just minding his own business. Love that guy. He's great in Dexter. He's great in this.
What if he'd been jacking off or something?
I know. I thought he was. What was he doing?
He was like
doing a hand thing. Like, that's what he does. He's just. I just sit around and work out.
Yeah, what was Diggle in this? Like. And then
babysitting.
Okay, yeah. This is my one cheap complaint. They kill off Jimmy Olsen's alternate Earth soldier, basically Captain America, in the first 5 minutes of the first episode.
Yeah.
Guardian.
Yeah. And I'm just like, come on, man. Y'all have to do him like that. He's already pitiful on Supergirl.
Yeah.
We need to, like, take
him
down another
the watch.
Yeah.
So yeah. Couldn't call.
I don't know. I mean, he is kind of like at that. Even on Supergirl, yeah, he's kind of pathetic. You're like, dude, like,
just
no,
be a cop.
You're not a superhero. Stop that shit. You're like, I'm sorry. Unless someone irradiates you with some shit, then and you get powers, but don't walk around with your weird little outfit and like it feels a little desperate.
Yeah, it does.
I haven't seen any of those. What's he doing?
He's the character, the Guardian. His power is he can make a shield appear with his technology, which is not really a very good power. So especially
he's
not
got,
when
like,
you're
a giant
highly
kind
of
helmet.
Yeah.
He has like a sword of power armor.
And you're like, you were a fucking reporter. Like, at best, you've taken a few martial arts lessons. This is not, I mean, if you were fucking, like,
he's
somebody
like a few steps up from Casey Jones.
Yeah, if you were like a black ops guy, I'd be like, sure, okay, maybe.
Go be a DEO agent.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that way you wouldn't have to be at the newspaper before Calista Flockhart came back, and you could have abandoned that entire story.
Oh, can I say how much I loved Rory, like, getting turned on by what's her name?
Killer Frost.
Killer Frost. It's just like, damn.
He was full of great lines. Yeah. Like, where's the mustard? And they're like, what are you doing here? Why didn't you go with it? But his best. I died saving pigs from the fire. It's like, fuck yeah.
Well, I mean, his best was at the end when he was talking to Sarah. He's like, you hit that.
Yeah.
Shut up.
It's for to me, the funniest thing is like, great, the ghost is back.
I had a lot of fun with this all the way through. I thought there was a lot of big laughs in it. Like I said, there was some genuine pathos at work towards the end, and the fighting was good. So overall, I'd probably give this about an 8.5 out of 10 Flash Lightnings.
I didn't know I had to give it something.
Yeah, you got to give it something.
I mean, I liked a lot of it. It was definitely fun. I probably will be revisiting it. Like, I revisited the one with the Dominators, which wasn't as good as this.
No.
So I'll probably watch this, especially like around Christmas when I just have some time on my hand.
Mm-hmm.
So for all those reasons, I'll give it 7 Uber Girls out of 10.
Johnny?
I'm going to just say that I fucking loved it. I'm going to give it 9 Kryptonite Arrows out of 10.
That was such a great moment.
Why do you have a Kryptonite Arrow?
Because of this.
Like, I don't know why anyone has to
because
explain
that. Because there's no Bruce in this universe.
It's like, literally, there could be an evil version of you. You could get red Kryptonite and turn evil. We already saw it. I'm with Superman. Why does this need explaining?
I like the way he was like, really? You have to ask? Yeah. You know, I love that.
Yeah.
And it was... And yet, you kind of knew that somebody would go, well, what the fuck, dude? Why do you have a kryptonite arrow? Why do you have a secret kryptonite arrow? Why wouldn't you have told me you wanted a kryptonite arrow?
75, Dark Knight Returns.
Batman's got a cave full of shit.
And I like the design of it. It had the little lead sheath that came out. I just thought, and actually, I thought that's what was going on with Supergirl, or Uber Girl,
was that
she'd been pierced by that arrow.
And that poisoned
her.
That
didn't turn out to be the case.
That would have made more sense.
I know, right? That's because I didn't watch them in order, and then I watched them all in order last night.
Right.
And so I thought, oh, that's what would happen to her. But anyway, I'm sticking with that. 9 Kryptonite Arrows out of 10.
What about you, Dave?
Well, I went in with very low expectations because I had just seen Justice League. So, not wanting to get my hopes up too high. My enjoyment of it definitely came on the front half with the wedding, the almost wedding.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great scene.
All the fun stuff happened early on. So I was really cool with that. And then towards the end, I'm just like, okay, so the big villain is themselves, which they kind of spoiled in the previews for it anyway, or even in like the all the little entertainment articles are saying, hey, crossover where they're going to be fighting doppelgangers themselves. It's like saying, hey, the Anti-Monitor is the villain, but And then you say, oh, okay, so that was the big villain themselves. I mean,
anytime they say it's taking place on one of the parallel Earths, well, a doppelganger is going to show up.
And to me, that's kind of a cop-out. When they could have brought Tyler Hoechlin back,
awesome.
And that would have just, like, kicked it up four notches to where everybody would have had to team up.
Tyler
The guy who plays Superman.
Oh, okay. Supergirl. I didn't know his name. Well, they did. They brought back Tommy. It's the only one.
It's like, man, that's a deep cut for a lot of fans.
I know. I was like, who the fuck is that? And it's like, oh, yeah, Tommy. Yeah. First season of Arrow. I forgot about him.
So,
oh, yeah. I mean, he's aged.
Yeah.
He looked
not well.
And, you know, he had a cyanide tooth. That's like the Nazi cop out.
I would have been more interested in seeing Ronnie Raymond, but still.
Yeah. That would have worked too.
Yeah.
But so, the most enjoyment for me was on the front half within the first two parts. So that being said, I give it a 7.5 flash symbols out of 10.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, thanks you guys. I really appreciate it. And, yeah, I think this is the only crossover this year, I assume.
No, one per season.
Yeah. Somebody was like, man, we were talking about it going there was obviously a lot of money spent on this one.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, I wouldn't see where the money went though.
I would expect some slow
episodes for the rest of the season.
Yeah. We're stuck in this safe. Yeah. Where do we go? And then Abed just beams in.
We're trapped in the Wave Rider.
Yeah, we're trapped in the Wave Rider.
Catco has a power outage.
I can't get in. They won't let me in. They won't let me merge.
Flash has I'm just going to stay in my bathroom all day.
Really?
I'm going to
eat all day. But that, you know, that's the thing when it's like complaining about who isn't in it or what it wasn't. It's like, God damn, I think they knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, I think for what it was, it was fine.
TV budget, they just killed it.
I mean, just the sheer amount of characters that are actually in the fucking thing, you know?
I find DC characters just real inspiring to me.
Well, that's DC's brand.
When they show up, I get a real swelling to me. I don't know what it is that I don't get out of Marvel characters.
Like the Atom finally in Beginning.
In Beginning!
The big fist.
Yeah, I was like, that was so out of nowhere. It's like, you think that would have been a plot point for an entire episode, like him developing that, and all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, I can do that. Yeah.
Well, they did do that in an episode, though, didn't they?
I don't think so.
They did it at the end of season one of Legends of Tomorrow, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, okay, I forgot.
Yeah, like,
it was a good one, too.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
It was a weird one. It was very... It's funny when they try new things out, it's like, this isn't really in your style book. What's going on here? This looks different than it usually
looks. Yeah, I'm really... I mean, if you look at each of these shows, before we end the review, like, Supergirl has a different feel on what they're trying to do. Legends of Tomorrow is, like, just classic Saturday 5:30
p.m. It's like a Sid and Marty Krofft
show. Yeah. Arrow is dark and gritty, and Flash is super science. I don't know what they're going to do with Black Lightning.
Probably.
Yep. One word.
Yes.
Well, it's an interesting urban.
It is an interesting idea that, like, they're saying Black Lightning, who is the main character of the show, is much older. He's in his 50s and long since retired.
Yeah.
But
10 years retired.
But his daughter starts exhibiting lightning powers and, like, in high school when he decides he is going to, like, put the uniform back on again because if she's going to go out there and fight crime, he's damn sure not going to let her do it by herself. I was like, that's interesting. So like a father-daughter
Black
show.
Black Lightning Beyond.
I was like,
yeah.
And so if you're going to keep the dynamic right with the way the other shows are, shouldn't like Black Lightning be white and his daughter black or vice versa? I don't know. It seems like that's the dynamic of all the shows.
You know, you're right. They should switch it.
Are they going to tie it into Riverdale at all?
I don't think so, no.
Because that show's kicking ass.
Oh, God. I'm not talking Riverdale with you, Johnny Neal. I'll talk Twin Peaks. I will not talk Riverdale.
Riverdale's so overwrought. It's just...
It's so awesome.
I don't fit in.
I can't imagine going in a time machine back to my childhood and going, hey, you, with the alphabets box, cutting the 45 RPM off the back of the box, bang-shang-a-lang. You're going to still be watching these characters when you're 54
years old.
Somebody
was asking me about it before. He's like, have you seen it? What is it like? I was like, it's like super gothy 90210.
Oh, it's hysterical. It's
If 90210 all took place at a Hot Topic.
But if everybody on 90210 was in on the joke, that's the thing, is that everybody in the show is in on the joke, and that makes it even better.
I think, but here's the thing, I think there are some people watching it who aren't on the joke.
Fuck them, I don't care about that.